The 10 a.m. workshop session of the Franklin County Commissioners Court on Thursday, July the 11th, 2024 begins here.
All right, this is a notice of meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court workshop on 11th day of July, 10 o'clock. Scott, open us up with a good word.
Father, thank you, Lord, for the day, for all the blessings that you've given us. Once again, Lord, we're just very grateful for all the blessings you bestow upon us, Lord, as a country and state, and Lord, here in this county. I pray that you should just guide us, direct us, and give us wisdom and understanding this morning, Lord. We talk about and consider all the business the county has, and Lord, just help us, give us wisdom and understanding, Lord, to make the right choices and decisions. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comments from anybody? It's not on there, it's just a workshop, but. Anything?
Ice cream day tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
All right.
You got sprinkles? You gonna have sprinkles? I like sprinkles.
And blood nailed up today.
Can we get the police escort to get in there?
Yes. Answer this right quick.
Is this till 4? 2 after. Oh, till 2?
Maybe 4, but I thought it was till 2. Ricky sent the email. Can you look through your phone?
Is this more?
Maybe it is 4. I think it's 4. Is it 4?
I think that amount.
Ricky Jones?
Ricky Jones sent it out.
There's a thing on the door.
He responded to where I sent out the agenda.
I'll go look on the front door. It's on the front door.
What is your address?
Yeah.
Thursday, July, from 10 to 4. Well, that's the blood care. That's the blood.
Yes.
Yes. 10 to 4. When's your ice cream time?
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
10 to 4.
We believe in you.
10 to 4. We get blood and get ice cream, then we get blood.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. You'll have a long way on the ice cream.
That'll be your coverage from giving blood.
All right.
I made that joke.
Bob, I saw him out in the hall.
He just came in to ask me a question about trash.
Okay. West Annex?
So I answered his question.
So we're not going to discuss that? That's number one on there, so I thought.
I just printed off the one you have in your deal and added budgets and road use agreements and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, let's go to number two then, road use agreements. You want to talk about yours? Your little deal?
Well, what I've got, Encore has come in and maybe got to raise a few poles up. Federal government's making them raise because the power line's too low. So I was just trying to get them to sign something just in case they didn't mess up the road. They're not going to have any, the heaviest thing they'll have is a concrete truck. But I mean, I talked to the guy and we rode the roads and everything else, and he told us that we have the best roads around, but I told him, I said, yeah, we'd like to keep them that way. So I'm just trying to kind of figure out exactly what he needs to sign. And I mean, we talked about on the road use agreement, seeing if there's anything else we could do to beef it up.
We beefed it up, what, last year?
Mm-hmm.
We asked it, and Susan was saying something about we need to renew it. But I talked to Jerry earlier, if we passed it, we have to go in there and take it out. I mean, I don't think there's anything that would still stay the same way, correct?
Well, this right here is the only thing that's going to count, regardless. And we've had this for years.
But we did something last year, correct?
Well, that was
suspended road use agreements last year.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Yeah. So we're not going to issue any road use agreements. And of course, that expired.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
If you do go to court of law, that's what they're going to look at, but they're going to look at them things.
Yeah.
So does it need to be tweaked?
Yeah, this is one thing that was brought up at one point in time.
Well, you want to raise the bond up?
Well, that was another thing I think was brought up.
I mean, he can name the bond. The standard bond issued on this one is $500,000.
So that's for any time anyone wants to utilize a county road with heavy haul? Is that how that works?
This is a statement right here, and this is what I tell the people that come and want one. I said, all this is telling me is you're fixing to tear up our roads. And I want them to have the deal to be paid for. And that's what I tell them when they sign.
One of the questions I had, Jerry, would be, have we had an issue where something that's happened, somebody's had a bond and they did not come, they pulled out, they went, the whole business went down the drain, they left us holding the bag with something. Does the bond, is there a way, is there sometimes we get just stuck holding the bag, is what I'm asking?
Well, if they're not paid up on their bond payments, you have an issue, but you're going to go to one. I mean, the ones I'm with right now, I'm still dealing with that most gas, and there was Travis Casualty, you know.
Because I know I'm just not real familiar with a lot of the stuff that dealing with here, understanding bonds and such. I know the one thing that was brought up about letters of credit that would open us up, I mean, help us recover damages.
I don't know if the state allowed that, you know. I mean, it's a possibility, but from what I've understood from Austin, it's bond is all they require to the courts.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about that.
No, we need to, that's the
best. Well, those letter of credit, a lot of times have a deadline.
Mm-hmm. Well, what the state comes back in, since they're like everything else, it doesn't matter if it's school or us, whenever they give money to us for road and bridge and stuff like that, they say these are public roads for public use.
Yes,
and we cannot make them stay off that
road. Right, and I think that's been stated, that's understood by everybody, that you can't prohibit somebody from doing anything. The thing is, still make sure that if it gets into a situation that the conversation has been out there a lot for the last year and a half about, is if something happens, this stuff comes and it turns into a major, you know, a lot of damage is done, then all of a sudden an LLC goes, you know, out of business.
I don't think, because most of these companies that we've had these with have been bigger companies.
Right, I agree.
They take care of business. They really do.
Well, they don't. But they don't know if they ever have involved in that bond.
The solar companies want this road is doing, because they got to have it before they get back into their finances.
Right.
That's what the finance want one of these up front, because they don't want to be sued over the damaged roads. Because once they go in partnership with their partner.
Well, let's start at one. When a company comes in, what constitutes having to have a road use agreement? Because much like the judge said, we can't not allow them to drive on the road. So what constitutes a company coming in to get a road use agreement?
They're non-agriculture. If they're
I'm a dummy, I'm asking.
If they're agriculture, there's not anything we can do. They don't have to road use agreement, they don't have to do anything. Pilgrim's Pride doesn't have to tell you too
far. Milk trucks
going to the dairy, things like that.
Gas trucks?
Hay trucks moving in and out. Gas trucks if they're delivering to a farm.
Okay.
A lot of these trucks you deal with in this are over the normal weight limits.
Well, not necessarily. They can be. But if they're over 80,000 pounds on an 18-wheeler truck, you know, which they can believe, that's what, you know, with a permit, they go up to 84,000. Now, if they go up over 84,000 without a permit, like 100, let's say they're moving some big thing down the road, that's 200,000, they got 14 axles on this truck and everything, they've got to have a special permit. But that's not through us, that's through the state.
That's the state requirements.
So, but what you're saying, the road use agreement that we require of the county, is that statutorily required through the state?
No.
It's basically an agreement between the parties, the county and the businesses, right?
That's more or less what the state has given us as a tool.
Okay.
It's one of those things.
They
throw us a bomb.
Right.
Because they'll tell you there's not really.
Because ultimately, even though we have a county road that says, okay, county road 4420, that's Franklin County Road 4420, but still, that road belongs to the state of Texas. And we're the ones that just provide the maintenance on it. The state of Texas.
You're the overseer of that road.
Yeah, you're the overseer.
You can tell those people which way to go on the route. You can say, a lot of them try to use every road you can to get there the quickest, and you can say, no, you got to use this road, and they still won't use it.
But to the judge's point, when it gets all down to nitty gritty, you can't tell somebody, hey, this is a public road, it belongs to the state of Texas, you can't prohibit anybody from going down.
Here, well, but this guy like Jerry said, you give, as long as you give them a route on that road use agreement, if they get off that road, now they're in violation. And I used to go out and help the commissioners when I was a trooper. If they got off that road, I tore them up. Because if y'all had a 40,000 pound or 20, whatever, what is it, 20 tons or is a maximum, I'd max them out and they would pay a big fine in the county. So, but they won't do that anymore. They won't come help us do anything for the state. But yes, as long as they're permitted to the state and they come up here and they get a road use agreement and they try to, there's not much you can do to them. They're really not. I mean, it's.
So the only feet you're holding to the fire is the bond?
Yes.
So that if there is road damages, then you can get your money back from the bond?
Yeah, right? How well they won't work with you.
Yeah. But I think
you guys said you wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
What's been going on for since 2019.
Yeah.
Who's
that?
Atmos.
That's the same problem
with the airport. I think if they get on that road and they're more than 20 tons, I think there's something we can do to them. I think I'll have to get Landon and I'll have to get with.
What, criminally or civilly? Yes.
I've got to the end of this year. If they don't come up with something by the end of July, I'm going to file for Travelers on their insurance.
Yes. And then they can just end it, of course, it'd be a civil thing on that. But criminally, they're on that road and they're over that 40,000 pounds, and that's a criminal matter. It's Class C misdemeanor, but.
Still a fine.
Still a fine, yeah.
I agree. I'm just curious. I'm kind of dumb when it comes to all that stuff.
Well, if the state of Texas wasn't involved, if we, and I know it's utterly impossible, if we didn't take any federal money or state money, there's a whole lot more we could do. But once they give you that money, it's kind of like the school system. If the school would quit taking, they couldn't pay teachers, of course, but it all on, but they could educate our kids what we wanted instead of what they wanted. So anyway, but that's just me. So, yeah, it's kind of, and right now it's actually working pretty good except for Atmos. I mean, everybody else that you dealt with has been pretty good.
But that's the kind of thing we had. You know, who knows how much damage, you know, you don't see a lot of that damage for a year or two. And that's the bad part. That one sometimes we didn't tear your road up, but you did because you hauled these heavy roads over it. One of the, talking about weight limits, one of the pieces of equipment they used on the transmission line, the switch station out there, the drilling rig they used, it weighed a truck trailer.
What did you say?
Machine and everything weighed a little over 2,000 pounds. And that one were big. Back and forth, had to go around the river and creek and everything. Just back and forth.
But that's
what you have to put up with if they build transmission lines or fire pits or switch stations. Because they got to have that.
That's cool.
So can you require more of a bond than the 500,000?
That's what we need to check on. I think that's what we need.
That 500,000 is what you want now.
It's like a mile
and a quarter something.
If there's some way you could have a higher bond if there's more miles of road involved.
Yeah,
I agree.
Mary, do you have something?
I do. I've had a conversation with the only county judge that I know that has confronted or been confronted with the problem. And the stance is, in that county, they don't have any active anything, it's all around them. I tell you, if you want to go, I'm just trying not to drop names, the stance is that if you don't give them the road use agreement, you're letting them know one more way that we don't want you in here because they need to have a finite amount that they're responsible for in order to be able to get their funding. And if they do come in here and tear things up, well, I guess you got to go around and sue them for the damage that they've created.
Right.
But the thing is once they get that road use agreement, they can go to their bank and say, well, we got this, and this is how much it's going to cost us, and they can bank from that. But having an unknown amount makes business more difficult for them and lets them know one more way, like we had in the resolution, that section number two, I think it was, for, that do not get the road use out of the county. And lets them know one more way, we don't want you here. And to negotiate and try to get the best deal and try to recover and protect and all this, you're playing with them. You know, you let them know the rules of the road. Mm-hmm. But if you don't give them an inch, they don't know what their ultimate cost is going to be, and they have a wild unknown to them when it comes time to try and get.
Yeah, but it's kind of like Jerry said, if you don't have a piece of paper, you have nothing to stand on in court. You're going to lose. You're going to lose in court. I mean, that's the only thing we got to stand on. I mean, if they do it, go down the road, they say, hey, I tried to do it. They wouldn't give me a road use agreement.
Yeah, I said, no. The thing about not having a road use agreement is that's when the state, they go back to the state regulation, then they can come in there and if state gives them a permit for our county, that's it. You can't even issue another.
That's right.
I mean, that's a done deal.
That's right.
And the only thing we can stop them on is weight limit on the bridges.
And yes.
Once they do that, that's the only thing that we can throw at them to make them do something else is weight limit on the bridges.
And that's where we rattle them around.
Exactly.
And that's where we get off of. That's what they hit up here a lot. Matter of fact, the band can go up and help one in.
Yeah.
We go out there and stop the trucks and do that.
This would be a good use for one of those cameras, is put that on the road. You got before, during, and after. You want to stand up in court. You got the facts, and you got it before, during, and after. How many trucks went by? What the weather was when they went down the road? Why did they tear it up worse than they would have if it had been dry? Mm-hmm. There's a good use for one of those cameras, is before, during, and after. But if you... I just keep saying it.
Well, you can sit there and say, we can say no, but there's, what's that? No, they went down the road. It's public road.
I think they got
it's public road. Road
right now, and just the mm-hmm. I think they got a big money problem. A lot of stuff they're reading about the solar companies and the wind power companies is about 75 or 80% of the investors are fleeing. And that right there will knock it in the head.
Yeah, it's going to make changes, especially if things keep going politically this way this year.
Election.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Elections matter.
And another thing on this road use agreement, we need to have it in. That's something we might add to it. We don't accept donations. Once you accept a donation from them, that gives them authority to come back and call that money back. If they say you know, they'll take you to court and say, well, you're not using that money like you were supposed to. But, you know, time has a lot to do with getting the road fixed after they pass. But that keeps them from having an interest, a partnership in with the road builder. That's what they wanted to do with the contract up here at 1018. They wanted to give us a donation of two cars and $241,000, and they're going to knock $37,000 off the bill. And I said, well, that'd just be cheap.
Well, $37,000.
Yeah, that went in the riding engineer came from California. We was out there on the road with him. And I said, the roads are not a problem. I said, y'all flooded the whole county. And I said, when y'all built that, went in and tore all of that, the half of water goes to 900, half of water comes to 1018. Mm-hmm. And it put a lot of pressure on Big Creek and all of them with that. They said, well, we'll have to get some films to verify this. And I said, I already got films of it, and I guess I'll show them to you when I need to, or if I need to. And they came out and started doing a bunch of dozer work out there around the roads. So I guess they're trying to say they rectified it or whatever.
Mary, what'd you have?
And one other question about the interim, when they start to when they finish and the damage that's there when they leave. But what about all the interim days that...
You're talking to the wrong people. That's a Attorney General question, probably. as far as the damage that caused from other things.
Yeah, who's gonna keep the road sort of passable in the meantime, you know, compared to what it is to what it was to be?
Jerry.
I'm talking to him about what I'm worried about right now.
Yeah, Jerry.
While they're working on
it. Yeah.
I've gone in and looked at other counties up there, several counties online have roads.
It's a gone that long.
And they've all had some.
Yeah.
And they're all
blamed with solar. There are a few, they got one of the largest solar farms in the US.
They're all blamed with renewables.
They got a bunch, don't they?
I think they got one of the largest in the US on the county. Lamar County.
Lamar County's not even on.
Really? They're laying happy with them right now, I don't think.
Their road was bad before they started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
They want to do that. I tell you, everything I've seen a solar company or transmission line company do, all over the United States, that's their first, they got a standard offer for road repair, it's $400,000. That's what they offer to pay you. No matter how many miles of road or what you had to work, that's what they want to pay you. I've read it 100 times, well, that's what they paid a lot of. First thing, yeah, and just $400,000.
That sounds like a lot of money if you've been working on.
They offered me $400,000 on the transmission line. I said, well, that's about a third. You know, that'll take care of about a third of the damage. And they, one day later, they called me and hard hit and everything else for us. But, you know, right's right, and $400,000 won't go very far. Not when you got 16 miles of road that they had on their road use agreement, and they used every one of them animals.
Mm-hmm.
The road going over your house, and you see what all the, how that's happened since they, and they were supposed to stay off of that part of the road. Mm-hmm. They didn't do it. They had people out there with signs and they're still coming in there.
Well, we'll move on to another deal.
No, I'm going to bring up one thing on this, and this is what I see. Jerry said, well, you just have to mark it out. It says conduct pipeline replacement. I think we need to reword that or leave it blank or whatever, and fill in for whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just marked that out. Whatever company that is.
We'll have to change it and open the door and record.
But you see what I'm saying? Instead of conducting pipeline replacement,
yeah,
because we'll put it on there, whatever they're doing at the time. Okay. Leave a blank. And
sure.
I got one more question.
Okay.
What road use agreement are y'all talking about getting laid out? Who's it for? What is it? Where is it? How much is it? Where is it?
All we're doing right now, we're trying to just be ahead of the game. In other words, we want to have a solid road use agreement before anybody comes and asks
for one. For anybody.
Yeah. It's going to be whatever road use agreement we put together, it's going to apply to everybody. We can't carve out one just for renewables. Whatever the road use agreement is going to be, the road use agreement for anybody come to conduct business in Franklin County on Franklin County roads. So we're just kind of not be reactive, you know, somewhere down the line something happened. Oh, we got to do this. We're trying to figure out what we do to make it you know, protect the county in advance. Does that make sense? That's my position on it.
It just sounds like there's something particular we're talking about.
No, this is the conversation. We're just trying to keep from being reactive, you know, 6 months from now or 9 months, whenever somebody comes to tell, whoa, we're going to just, you know, jumps up and says, we have this road here. We just want to make sure we're getting our ducks in a row.
It's Judge Cunningham of Fannin County that I've talked to and have listened to him speak before, and I would be thrilled if any of y'all would call and talk to him and just what he's experienced, because he's dealt with them. Mm-hmm. They have been trying real hard. Mm-hmm. He's very, very staunch on it. Mm-hmm. Don't play, don't even.
Well, he's got to go by the law, just like everybody else.
Sure.
He can't pick and choose. I mean, you can't have a road use agreement for Atmos Energy. You can't have a road use for the solar people. You can't have a road use agreement. It's going to be
like that tax abatement guideline that was set out. And I discussed that as well, and I've discussed it with people in Austin. You do not have to have a tax abatement guideline, which if they walk in and say, I want to file for one, and you don't have one, you can say as a county, we don't offer one, period.
Sure.
But as it is, there is one, and yeah, we're susceptible to whatever whoever walks in the door.
Yeah, that's up to the commissioners.
I would rescind that thing, because then you can say, we don't give a tax abatement to anyone, period. Not the plastics, not the solar, not the lithium, not the, any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's toxic to the county in no way.
Well, any business, to some people, any business that comes in here is toxic. I don't care if it's a McDonald's, they don't want anything in this county, period. They don't want it. And I thought my good friends and mine lived here all their lives, 75 years. My daughter's one of them. I don't want my earnings to turn into Dallas. I don't want anything else. She doesn't. But, you know, I said, well, I don't need it. I want to keep our community the way it is. But guess what? We got people moving in all the time because they want to live in a small community. Well, when they move in, it gets less and less and less and less. But do we want to make it where, I was watching some deal, somebody put some on Facebook and they're talking about Red River County. That's dying. Because no industry wants to come there.
Corruption, probably.
Well, no, it's just people don't want to go to River County. But
we water is a big issue for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't want electric, but they want the water. They need water, but they're going to go out again for that. Let's talk about the clock. Let's get off that. Let's talk about it. I tried to call the historical commission this morning. Even with the state of Texas, you know, I can't stay in any of them anymore. I tell you what, they're more government than Washington, D.C. I'm trying to find out, and me and Barbara was talking about you just spending the money to fix our clock. But I was going, all I wanted them to tell me, give me some companies' names
that can fix our clock.
But Lord, no, you have to go through half a hell to get any information from them. Well, you got to talk to him. You're representative. No, he doesn't call me back. I called him a year ago, and I've been waiting a year. Nothing. So anyway, I'll call somebody in Maine if I have to come out here. But
they won't give me that time when they've done it the rest of Mississippi.
But it's typical state of Texas bureaucracy.
So you don't play that.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
we had one guy.
They can carry that.
It sounded really, really promising, and then he never showed up.
That's what you deal with everybody you deal with. Nobody returns calls. Nobody does what they say they'll do.
I agree.
So anyway, I'm working on that right now.
And there is one thing we need to talk about with the generator.
Yes.
New generator.
Thank y'all for running the generator.
Yes, thank y'all for picking up the generator. We sincerely appreciate it. But we do need to, each of the offices here, because I have no idea what it will run and what it won't run. And maybe that's, we need to get an electrician to look at our place versus the size and what he thinks will run. And then we can start making decisions as to what, how our office will be best functional on a generator.
Well, as big as that generator is, it ought to do this whole courthouse.
So you think it'll run all the lights?
It ran that whole it's an old nursing home. It ran every room, every plug, every computer, every air conditioner, everything.
So what we need is an electrician to come give us a quote on what it's going to take to hook up the courthouse, basically. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I told you before, it needs a new switch on it.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm going to say a switch, don't you?
Huh?
You need a new switch, probably.
Yeah. You want to know when it's shot.
Can an electrician do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell, to order. Took me nearly 8 months to get one.
You're not helping.
Just baby's chain. Over.
Where's yours at?
Over in Bradshaw's shop, because it's never been put in.
That's right. Why don't you get Melissa some electricity over there?
Huh?
Why don't you get Melissa some electricity?
Me too.
Need some air.
Well, they're just possibly 8 months out on the switch.
Well, that's been a while, because it's been in for a long time. It's just, the other one's still hanging in, and I just, to switch it out, I have to shut the whole jail down, and I just hadn't put a bullet on that yet.
How long will it take them?
It won't take them long. They put it in, but they got to shut all the power off. So I got to, and then I'm arguing with them with the same thing I was wanting up here. there's stuff that used to be on the generator at the office that I don't know how it gets off the generator, but it doesn't run now. So I need to go back in, because it's a bigger generator, I want to go back in and add to it. Because when they switched to it, yeah, because there's one heat and air unit on the 300 wing that's not hooked up to it anymore. So whenever we had that two years ago, we had that cold spell, I had to move inmates around. I almost had to move them out because the whole side wasn't working. And finally, I got one of the electricians come over here, and he jumped it from one box to the other and hooked it back up and made it come on, made it all work. So we just got to, I got to get them in here and make sure that, and then the training room, that's going to be EOC, Emergency Operations Center, and a plug-in that'll work. Every one of them used to work. You can't plug nothing in.
Sounds like us.
So and I don't understand how they were on there at one time and now they're off. That's what I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Looks to me like if you wired them in to the box, to everything, everything mm-hmm. would work.
That's what you think. Right. That's what I think.
Yes. It doesn't hear you.
No. But I hear and I understand because this generator wasn't big enough. Yeah.
So is this, is the one down here, is it automatic or somebody will flip it on where the power goes?
No, it's automatic. It's automatic.
It's automatic. And it tests every Wednesday morning.
It didn't have
all and smell it.
It didn't have all that reason.
And here's what's going to happen. It's
basically more than one meter out there.
It froze up.
So this one broke out. That's new.
It was useless in the winter time.
It's like a power pole.
That's all the interesting.
All your electricity comes from that pole. In this building, if the power goes out, that generation
should that pick up everything.
Attached to it, pick up
everything. All the time you should run it one is if you have a generator that's not big enough to handle it.
Right.
And a lot of the newer ones have a limit themselves.
Half our stuff
isn't even hooked up. Limit themselves.
Well, way like I was the one they're putting into my house, he said if it cuts on, he said it'll cut the power back to it. It won't run everything. It'll automatically power down. Kind of.
Really?
It won't run everything?
It's a generator, but he said it would fit like the air conditioners and I'd have to turn on some other stuff. He said it'll automatically.
What kind of size you get?
24.
That's what my
husband
thinks
you're
running your whole house.
Yeah, that's what I got up private. It should be a problem.
But
it's
my
husband.
I don't
want to
know about it.
All three.
It's a
24. Yeah. I don't ever notice any cutback in power.
Yeah.
What's your last sound of electricity go up?
You know, the old OPPO generator. Yeah. You had to turn your stuff on one at a time. It killed her.
And I knew
electricity.
You want to talk about, I got a little bit of time here. You want to talk about budget real quick?
Hey, before we talk about get too deep in budget, there is something that's come down the pipe that Paris and I have talked about a couple of times. There's a new FLSA ruling on exempt employees. All three of the exempt employees that we moved over last year, this hasn't been touched in 20 years. Well, in their infinite wisdom, they decided to change it, effective July 1, and then again effective in January 1. We meet the criteria for July 1, but we won't in January for those three employees, which is you, Yessie, and Max. Those are the three people we moved from hourly to exempt. Because as of January 1, they have to make $58,656 a year.
I'll take the raise.
Yes. July 1, we're good. We don't have a problem with July 1, which is $43,000. But in January, it moves to $58,600.
Pretty good jump, wasn't it?
Yes. Never, hadn't been touched in, like I said, almost 20 years. But anyway, so we will have to move them back unless y'all want to give them a raise. And I'm sure they'll be more than appreciative.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so with that being said, we'll move on to the next. There were a couple of things in the budget that I thought we could go ahead and take care of this year since our fund balances. We've got a nice, healthy fund balance. The library has carpet that needs to be put in upstairs that is actually becoming a liability. About, what, 7,800, I think?
Yes.
77 and some change. You might as well say 7,800. So So my suggestion is, she put it in her budget packet, my suggestion is we go ahead and get it done. And get it done. I'm still waiting on figures for electricity out at the East Planet storage building and the West storage building at the ballpark. But my consensus with that as well, if you want to have electricity, let's get it done. Let's not put it off.
And we didn't need electricity.
I think, probably, odds are good, it costs more next year than it does this year.
That's me. I mean, we might as well go ahead and budget the money. So we can mark that off our 2025 and just pay for it and be done with it.
And then the really big thing.
Which really big thing? I don't know.
We talked about it yesterday, and I think it's a good idea to go ahead and do that too.
Yes. Well, that's not in budget, but it is budget, but not in budget. Okay, so that takes care of the carports and the electrical and the FLSA ruling. then we'll talk about the loan, the final loan. Right now, we have, if we change it like I talked about Monday, we have the semi-truck, 143,954. And y'all correct me if I don't remember the names of these equipments that's painted yellow and beeps when they go backwards. A backhoe for 107,970, and a motor grader for 314,695 and some change, total 566,619.79. At 5.5% interest, my thoughts are, and I'm really concerned that we won't get the Hino trucks in time for us to set a tax rate for, to be able to go ahead and close this loan. Because if we don't get the tax rate done before by August 31st, we're done for this year. And so if we go ahead and move that in there, like even I thought it was a great idea. And then that way we can close that loan and then pay for the three Hinos out of the general fund, which will be $330,000.
I was going to draw a second ago.
Yeah. Jeff, he was the one that had the idea, which was a great idea.
While you're paying for that out of the general fund, everybody else is getting a dump truck too. Precinct 1 needs a dump truck too.
Have you got one to where we could go ahead and put that in the 566?
No, I was just going to pay it out of my funding. I'd already planned on doing it, and then Scott needing a haul truck, and I just thought if we wanted to swap that, we still have three dump trucks after it's all said and done.
I think
that would be a good thing, and then we can get this other deal finalized.
Yes, because I'm concerned that we're not going to have the equipment in for us to be able to finalize this loan.
Yeah, we'll be here by the end of
No.
I got feelings right now where I'm dump trucks and they're not coming through. They're sending me stuff that we can't use.
Yeah, I got no faith in it now, guys. It's post-COVID, you may or may not get it today or next year. I mean, I was looking at some of the wish lists, like the fire department out north is wanting that Humber truck. Do you know when the delivery is? 3 to 4 years out.
Nearly all year. A lot of those electric companies that you talk to, you know, they're trying to get new bucket trucks, and they're 3 to 4 years out on getting new bucket trucks.
Great. So I'm like, you know, this way we can be closed and we can go ahead and set a tax rate.
I believe that would be
good. And be done with that.
I believe that would be good.
And then we can pay for everything else out of the general fund. Because we're at 3.85 in the general fund. And I never mind using some of it for a one-time hit. Not a perpetual growth, but a one-time hit. And the carpet and the electrical and this is all one-time hit. And interest is the best it's ever been for a while, so we're gonna bank on it for a while. I think we're bringing in about 60,000.
We're bringing about 60,000 every month in interest. So
we're gonna bring in about 850,000 this year if it continues on the trend it is on right now, which you know that's never a given. we're right at about 300, you know, we're empty right now. We collected, it's only 50 of it was budgeted.
Okay.
So these are things we can purchase now and pay for with the interest that we're making at this point. And we're not hitting the taxpayers or anything.
And we're saving.
And we're saving interest. We'd be paying.
When it's paying good, it's costing us more.
Yes, it is. I agree. So if y'all are in agreement with that, Jeff's waiting for me to get in touch with him so we can start the paperwork on that, and then we'll put it on the next agenda for approval. Because it'll take 30 to 45 days to get the process done. And your gentleman may need a purchase order. Okay, so just holler at me and I'll get that done. Hey, Fauci, is that who I send that back to?
You sure you want to deal with me?
He went into the truck business.
It's F-O-U-C-H-E. How do you
pronounce it? Not the Fauci.
I mean, I can't wait to tell him that that's with my auditor.
I'm just like, I don't know how to pronounce that.
That almost killed the deal.
Yep. Don't tell him until after.
Yeah, maybe I'll tell him that, so.
Okay, so that takes care of that.
Well, do we need to put that on the agenda next time?
Yes, I need to go on the agenda. That way we can approve the loan. Closing it. I mean, everything's been done. It's just waiting on us to close it so we can move on. And the wish list without raises is at $185,000. Without current employee raises.
Have we got a number then? I saw that you're not ready.
We don't have
numbers. Wait, I want the numbers till week after next. Mm-hmm.
He's got till the 25th.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
What number are you saying?
Did you send them over since we've been in here?
Because he's not going to start.
Okay, I will have the numbers next week. I'm sorry. I read your message wrong.
I bet he has them by the end of next week. I would be a bit surprised. He's always ahead of the game.
But they're through with the appraisal review board.
Yes.
How
are they going to measure? On Tuesday, the second. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if we have any lingering hearings.
How many did he have lined up with this year? I'm just curious.
It was 700 last year or something.
I thought it was lower this year than what it was last year. Yeah.
What was it with raises, Marlon?
It was?
What was it with the raises?
400 and some change, about 450.
450?
That's the things that I remembered in my head. I went through the requests and all that, just looked at it. But with the raises, if you do a 7%, it's 450.
Well, and basically, we're good to 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't really want to do that.
That's what we can go to without a throwback collection. But, I think some of y'all mentioned you don't want to raise taxes, so at all do anything. So we just have to go.
We'll get about $275,000 in new money. I mean, in money that basically I use the term loosely. It doesn't count towards our effective rate. It's new improvement that we collect tax on, but it's not calculated within our new tax rate. No new revenue rate, I'm sorry. It'll be effective rate, because I've spent that over 20 years in my brain.
Yeah, but we ain't never had to drop like it dropped this last
time. I'm sorry, what?
The rate drop like it did this.
It'll drop this time, too.
It won't, not as much as the last time.
No, but it'll drop.
Dropped 9 cents last time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That right there is that's the, I don't know how to put it, but it's one that's going to batch it.
Yes, and the appraisals. What I try to explain to people, and Larkin even had this correct before. I know y'all hate to say that, but if your house went up a certain amount, you're going to stay the same. Now, if you went
they moved to 250,000, yeah, you're going to get bit pretty heavy, because really, truly, we can't legally go up to a point. So when everybody's appraisals go up, tax rate's going to have to come out.
We're stuck at 3.5%. We're stuck at 3.5%.
That's it. Or 500,000.
But you're still getting the same amount of money.
Yes, yes.
Your money's not different. Mm-hmm. It just takes a lower tax rate to get that amount.
That's right.
Because your valuations have gone.
That's right. So.
Yeah, but you know, it probably would never happen. There's always a chance that valuation might fall, too.
Oh, yeah. I was here when it was.
If you have a pretty bad recession or something, it's going to fall.
Oh, yeah. If a tornado came through and took out about half the counties, it would be a pretty.
Thomas
County did with Texas Utilities closed down. They went
in. Yes, they like
Thomas County did, yeah.
Yeah. They were lucky though. They had a lot of they had a lot of stuff coming up too that helped them out. They were gonna buy them for a while.
Whew, that scared them.
Well, one thing about us is we don't have a lot of industry here, so most of ours is residential.
And the residentials are paying for them.
Yes.
That's another really neat industry.
Just so y'all know, the last 4 quarters of sales tax is $746,000.
Wow.
I can remember when it was $225,000.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, we are growing.
Yeah, my memory.
Yeah.
The
pilot was only $25,000.
Injury for it, thank you.
I'm excited, because that's a county facility.
That's right.
All right.
Now, I don't know how deep y'all want to get our
issues. Well, I'm not in that deals.
Okay. So, raises. I have a 5% and I have a 7%. So, you guys, I have totals on each one. 7% for everyone across the board, except for the sheriff's office, for where Ricky and I are going to work on that. It's $236,000, and then a 5% is $197,000. And that's overall, and that's with the elected officials as well, with 3,000. Personally, I'd like to see us do 7. I think we can swing 7 without raising taxes. I agree. Mm-hmm.
If you built a house 2 years ago to right now, if you built a $300,000 home, which is not a big house anymore.
No, not at all.
Your house payments from 2 years ago was like $1,300, and today, with the interest rates as high as they are, is $1,000 more, about $2,300,
$2,400. Most of my folks that work for me can't afford a house, and they're paying rent, and they're paying $1,000 a month.
Or more.
Okay.
Or more.
$1,000 is cheap. They're paying $1,000, that's cheap. That's cheap.
$1,000 more than what they were paying.
$1,000
more, right? Yeah. And it's like yesterday, we was in this dollar store where somebody, a lady bought some groceries. It all fit in one sack and $80.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I seen
her
lady. Oh, yeah, I was at Virtual's the other day.
And she said, is that all? We said, funny thing, one sack, huh?
There was a lady that didn't put a deal out where she went shopping or whatever and bought 30 items and it was $70 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So she done that same 70 items, put them in her grocery bag, whatever, and rang it up, and it was like $157.
I think so. It's probably doubled. Everything I buy,
yeah, but
much,
I know really we can't cover it all, but we're still behind. If we do the 7%, we're still behind over the last couple of years with just the cost of living percentage.
But we're getting there. Yes, we're getting there.
Appreciate all y'all doing it.
And insurance will probably, 4%, is that what he said? Or is it going to be cheaper with us spending the?
It's going to cheapen up to 3% or something like that.
Okay, so yes. See, that one, I think it was under 4, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was
tall.
Okay,
this year's?
Yeah, but just raising.
It's not going to die this year.
But it was raising, they did a deductible on the, or the,
for the
emergency, for emergency rent.
But just $100, but if you're admitted, it's way deeper. So, but and that just creates people going, it just helps people go to them, like what are those called, those little
urgent
cares. Yeah, right, if I'm 100 to 250 or something like that.
Yes.
Yes.
which we're trying to help people think themselves.
$50
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The pharmaceutical part of the insurance is what's giving everybody trouble right now. That they changed that, and it's not good.
I know.
Well, if y'all just stay healthy like me, you never have to take medicine.
Get out of the chair.
How many times the court
is going to right.
Pretty sure that's what it is.
There is one other thing I wanted to talk to you all about that I've been working on, and the judge knows about it, the retirement stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you and I talked about it. I've been working with Ron Sands on changing some of our retirement stuff. I looked at several different options. This is probably the best one in my mind, is to move our current employees to 2.25, which means for every dollar they put in, the county puts in 2.25. So $2.25, and that goes back, past, and current, and future. And then to take care of our retirees, this was what they call a consumer price index, do a 30% of what the consumer price index was. It's a nice little chunk of change. Some of them were getting about $150 to $175 a month, which averages out to about $2,000, you know, about $2,000 a year. And to do that, right now we've been paying, our elected rate is like 7%, but we've been paying 12% for several years now. So in order to do this, it's only gonna add 0.63% to what we're already paying.
And what did you say? It went up from 2 to 2.25 or 2.5?
2 to 2.25. We couldn't really swing 2.5. I tried that, but it didn't really work.
How much will that end up costing us?
100% a year, and I don't know what payroll I'm going to have to work with to be able to tell you. But right now, it'll be about $25,000 based on normal payroll. And that takes care of our employees as well as our retirees. Because they haven't had a cost of living increase since 2008.
How many is that? How many retirees?
There's way more than you think.
I figure that's quite a few.
I should have already had that written down.
Well, maybe to add.
42. 42 active retirees right now. Now, of course, with the CPI, it gives the older retirees more than it does the newer retirees because they haven't been out as long. But it will continue to grow from there. And we can make a lump sum, too. We can do a lump sum. She said that wasn't an issue either.
Would that be better or worse or same?
I don't know. Let me figure out which way. So what are y'all thinking about raises? And that way I can give you a total of what it's going to cost. The increase over this year versus next year.
Well, I want to do all we can within the money that we have to work with, because all our employees, just like the sheriff's employees, we're all buying the same products to live. But we've got to work with what money we have. I want to do all we can with what we got.
Okay.
I
think I can do 7 without a problem. I really do.
But, and all of you employees know that, you know, there's times coming ahead, we don't know what the future holds. We don't in any state in our lives, we don't know what the future holds.
I agree.
Just do the best we can with what we got at the time. But, you know, I do value our employees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wait a minute, if you could, like you said, if you could do 7% without raising taxes, I'm on board with that.
All right, I'll work that up. I mean, I've got it worked up, but I have to incorporate it.
But we're still, I mean, obviously chasing an inflationary rate that's, you know, people are to that point, everybody's talking about the amount of groceries and stuff, so taking care of employees. Employees that deliver the services, so.
Well, and the knowledge.
We're not going to cover it all.
Older employees.
Because they are going to get an increase on their health insurance as well. I mean, you know, we're giving them 7, well, it could possibly be a 3% increase on their health rates, depending on health rates. For those of us that are having to pay for that, it's a little rough.
What else?
That's all I have.
Got a deal here on feral hogs. Well, they just multiply. Said you had to set up some kind of a program to tag them or something. What do you find tagging them? Well, why they don't tag them? Well, something about keeping them up with monitors. I figured they were going to do like they did, what, down in the
Yes, I forgot about that. She does have one thing. I forgot about that. I have, the city has offered to pitch in on a new sign. Get the 1800s little lady tugging her boy off the side of the building that's falling apart now. And maybe put a new metal sign of some sort up for the library. I need to know how to attach it. I'm concerned about the structure, stability of the brick. If somebody can come give me an idea on, glue's not going to work.
Duct tape?
Gorilla glue?
I'm a good one.
Gorilla glue. There we go. Gorilla glue. Well, she's got to come down and be done with, and we want to put something else up. And that Kathy called me from the city the other day wanting to know if we would be interested.
We can do a mural.
No. I nixed that real quick. But we kind of settled on maybe a metal sign of some sort. But I just want to make sure the building's not going to fall in if we screw holes in it.
Yeah, that's going to screw. That's the only way you can catch it, probably.
Hmm?
That's the only way you can count it accurate, isn't it?
And that's the way she's up there now. But
so is it because of how we have her attached that's causing the problem, or is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You say that.
She's about 1800 or so. I think screwing into the brick versus screwing into the mortar would be the last thing, but I want somebody to tell me that.
How far is it from the very top of the building? I don't remember.
It's just off the sidewalk.
I see some of them take those signs and they make hangers for them and lay them on the back side.
Hang on the back side of
it. They might attach them up to keep them from moving around.
He's talking about they go all the way from the top down and they put a hanger up.
I can almost reach the top of her.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was thinking that.
You know, 5 foot, 6 foot.
That's not really up on top.
I'm not too little higher than that for some reason. Well, she is. She's on top of that ledge.
Okay. That's where her feet start.
Her feet. She's standing on the ledge.
Has anybody asked her opinion about it?
She hates that.
She's
ready to go. She hates change.
She's falling apart in the brain, so.
Her brain is gone.
Yeah. I'm afraid to even touch it.
Jerry, could you or Toby go by and look? Could y'all run by there and look so that she can tell Kathy?
Don't
look at me like that. No.
How
to
check
this stuff. Toby doesn't want to be the one that calls in the library to call that. Toby, I'll go with you when most ladies get up. Okay, looks like the library won't fall. If the library collapses on us, it's our fault.
Yeah.
It's aged out.
J and M signs.
J and M, okay.
He does metal signs and all kinds of stuff, but he probably won't tell you the best way to do that.
Okay, oh, that's it.
I think that's somebody that knows.
Does it on the
record? I mean, I was thinking about having a bricklayer come look at it and, you know, tell me how it's done. I mean, we're talking 100-something-year-old bricks.
Yeah.
He does a lot of signs around here and then in Winsburg. I mean, all of them, nearly all of them.
Okay.
They're probably still better than the Libra you can get these days.
I believe once you do that, you want to seal it to where the water don't run in behind me, too. So.
Yeah, that's what my son's dad said, that your issue is going to be getting water where the screws go in. And so. And also, Billy Rogers said that when you got the concrete lay, the concrete repair, that he would put in new baseboards. That was part of the other deal. No hurry, but just.
Well,
I can think of a few things.
Well, I don't know about all the concrete wise, what else you need done?
Didn't you, weren't you gonna come level it out?
No.
By the door, by the front door.
No, I need to come up there and put some more at the door and make it go out towards the sidewalk.
Just to make it level so the water will run outside out.
Jerry knows how to do that. He's trying to do it out the ball field. Like about that studio material.
That kind of machine.
Yeah, when you get through with the machine, just give it the time we can go live.
Yeah, there you go.
Carter blood bus up at Sheriff's Office. Everybody wants to donate blood there. Till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we have to donate until 4.
Actually, because Lisa's having ice cream tomorrow, 10 to 4, for us to build our blood cells back
up. Yeah.
Blood cells back up.
So,
yeah.
It's
They're pretty short this time of year.
So it is 10 to 4?
No, 10 to 4 tomorrow, no. It's
blood is 10 to 4.
10 to 4 is best.
When the ice cream starts melting, we're done. We may do it inside.
I would recommend. Is it going to be homemade ice cream?
No.
Ty, you're going to be picky about free ice cream?
I'm hoping it's Bluebell. We'll see.
You hope?
This starts melting. I got some freezers.
You can refreeze it.
Why make a motion?
It's been
Blue
Bell every year.
I second.
Got a motion in a second. Adjourned. All in favor?
You didn't have anything to say.
Come back in and ask me to share something.